Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dick Hall. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Dan Dobek. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Virals. Robinson moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field. Robinson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Killebrew moves to third. Batty moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Batty scores. Mincher moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Virals is 0-1 in the game. Virals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Dan Dabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dabek is 0-1 in the game. Dabek takes first base on ball 4. Wes Stock now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Dabek moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Killebrew is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gardner is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-1 in the game. Kralik bunts towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Verhulst hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Verhulst reaches second base with a double. Lemon scores. It's 10-1, Twins. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dobek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verhulst moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Triandos moves to second. It's 10-2, Twins. Dave Philly pinch hits for West Stock. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Triandos scores. Adair moves to third. It's 10-3, Twins. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing second base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Billy Heft now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 10-4, Twins. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kralik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ver Alse strikes out. 1 out. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dobek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison strikes out. There goes Dobek. The throw from Triandos to second, and Dobek is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Mincher moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gardner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Adair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-6, Twins. Jim Busby pinch hits for Billy Heft. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Dobek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 6. The Twins will come to bat. Gordon Jones now pitching. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Dobek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-4 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mincher. Brandt moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.